Pickaxe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Triforce Podcast with
Wow.
me, Sips, and Pyrian Flax.
Hello.
Bow, bow, bow. Had a week off. Yeah. It was nice. What episode is this number? What are we
this
doing?
This is 99.4. Baby.
Every week we record this, we're frozen in like a sleep casket for the week, and then they thaw us out about 5 minutes before the show every week.
Slap us awake.
Get our juices flowing and
it's
stuff.
At the start of most sci-fi movies set in space.
Yeah, and then we deliver our podcast, whatever number it is, for like an hour or so, and the whole time we're trying to figure out ways to like. You know, go out and see what's going on outside and stuff before the man comes back and freezes us like for the rest of the week. And that's our trouble. That's our strife. That's what we do. That's every week.
I love that, actually.
Yeah.
I love that trope of the frozen guy wakes up and everything's gone to shit on some horrible dystopian thing.
Yeah. Like, you're like forced to do a podcast and then you're forced to stream for a couple hours.
Here in the future, we have no entertainment.
What does he do
you have
for the
been
rest
frozen
of the
from the 21st century because your podcast, our historians have gauged, was the greatest podcast of all time. You must bring peace to the world.
That's it. It's the best podcast of all time.
Defrosting Sips.
There's no way for anyone to live forever, but they want the podcast to go on forever for the next like hundreds of thousands of years. So what they do is they thaw us out for 2 hours a week to deliver the podcast, and then we're on ice the rest of the time.
God,
and
that's, imagine.
Sorry,
that's
Sips.
How generation after generation after generation, we keep on steadily delivering. It's crazy, isn't it?
Because we've been
the
doing it for so long. That's why
not
we keep
been
thinking.
Destroyed.
We keep thinking. I'm sure we've said this before, because actually,
yeah,
we've done millions of episodes
so
of Triforce.
Before.
It's just that we get frozen. I'm playing a game at the moment called Outer Wilds.
Oh, I heard that's really good, actually.
It's excellent. It's
I played it like ages
it's ago. Like something to do with the world ending, and you have a certain amount of time to do stuff before the sun supernovas or something, right?
Kind of.
It keeps looping back.
It's like a little,
so you're sort of in a time loop, and if you die, you go back. And it's like nothing happened, so you can play out your day again sort of thing.
That's awesome.
But you remember, so you're gradually unraveling stuff. And it kind of made me think about when I've been
this
really
podcast.
Bored.
Yeah,
I'm thinking this podcast is essentially, I do a bunch of stuff, and then I forget it all, and then I wind back, and it's the same podcast. I wake up, I do the podcast, and then my life is just the same. And
it's a common mechanic for a game.
No, it's not.
And this... It is actually.
No,
I've played quite a few things that are similar to it.
Well, yeah, but you would have. You're fucking scraping the barrel every week.
It's an explorative game.
About 1,000 games like that.
In the sense that it doesn't have objectives and a quest tracker. You're just left to sort of do what you want, and you've got a sort of journal that sort of you sort of unpick a story, and it's very cleverly done. It's this guy's labor of love. He spent about 5 years on it,
nice.
And I played it about 3 or 4 years ago in
Is it that
some
old?
Form. No, but it's been taken by various people over the years and iterated on and improved upon. And the version I'm playing right now is unrecognizable from what I played years ago. But no, it's a great little game. I recommend it. I recommend it to anyone. If you like exploring a little solar system and discovering all these crazy mysteries and land on planets, it's exciting.
Man, I like
it's
mysteries.
Great.
I like solving mysteries.
There's
That's
a lot
one
of mystery
thing I do
too.
Like. I like a good
mystery. It's great.
Really, it kind of reminds me, do you remember when you quit Dota, Lewis, and you said that it felt like every day you were just doing the same thing? You'd get home from work, you'd load up Dotes, and we just play. And it made me realize I'm basically this guy, but I'm not unraveling
a
mystery.
I'm just in a time loop.
I do pretty much the same things all the time.
Well, lots of people are in time loops, right? Where that's what they do. They get up, they go to work, they go to school, or they do the same thing. They eat the same thing for breakfast. Right. They have a shower. They do the same routine every day. Happiness isn't the opposite of sadness. Happiness is the opposite of boredom. Right, happiness is the opposite.
Where has this nugget been gleamed from?
I can't remember.
I think
nugget is the right
term for this as well.
It's a nugget.
It's about like forming positive habits if you're going to do them, but also like breaking out of routines to give yourself like a bit of excitement, a bit of something different every day. Right. You know?
Yeah, but do you know what? Like, playing Outer Wilds made me realize that more often than not in a game, when I die and I go back to the beginning, I'm pissed off. Like if that's the game, where it's like, well, all your progress is lost. You go back. You know, you're alive again. Whereas in Outer Wilds, you don't feel that because there's always something new out there to explore, and it kind of made me think what an interesting philosophy that is.
Stanley Parable is a bit like that too, isn't it?
But yes.
It's a little bit darker. It's like more psychological, I guess, than...
I like that too, though. I like all these
Stanley
these
Parable
types
is really
things.
Good, yeah.
Man, so no, I went on holiday this week.
Where'd you go?
And I went to Rome.
What do you think?
The city of
angels.
Dreams. I don't know. Was it the Eternal City? God knows what it's called.
Is it
stupid
the Eternal
names.
City? Maybe it is.
What's it called?
It's an interesting place, though, isn't it? Lots of history.
Yeah. Super interesting
Lots
place.
Lots of Italians as well.
So first of all, being a tourist, I think, feels like a dirty word. I think of tourist as like a future insult, right? People will be like, fucking tourist. I mean, it is basically insulting.
It is now, yeah.
Anyway,
kind of insulting.
And I went and did all the touristy shit, and all the touristy shit was horrible because of the amount of fucking people there.
It's a lot of people,
and just that's just you can't avoid it. You know, the Colosseum and the Vatican City, they're rammed. You're like on a conveyor belt as you walk through, and it's like so many fucking people, and they're very epic to see. But it's kind of like, you look up and you're like, wow. And then you're instantly like worried about being jostled by the guy in front of you and stuff.
Yeah,
it's like, fuck me.
The
so
guys
it's
in the,
hell of an experience.
The Sistine Chapel, right? They're with the Leonardo DiCaprio painted that amazing ceiling, didn't he?
In the movie The Departed.
With the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Fair play
to
him. When you're in there, did you see the guys that are just paid to shush people?
The shushers.
That was my literal shushers.
Well, because you're not allowed to take pictures in there either.
Yeah, but they just walk around going, shh, shh.
When do you get to the point in your life where that job is okay to do, where you decide, you know what, I'm cool with this. Like, I'm not even bored by this anymore. I'm going to stand here and I'm going to diligently shush people.
How
I'm never going to have any ambitions about this.
How do you post a job ad for that as well?
Wanted shushers. Yeah. Must be extremely opposed to
noise. Are they all old?
No, they were young guys.
I imagine that if you're like 60 years old, that's a pretty cool job.
No, they
I
were
guess
young
like
guys.
Previous experience in a library, you know, or like in a school.
Yeah.
Huge ears and a really good hearing. So
I mean, if you've got kids, you're pretty good at shushing already. Like, you're pretty much shushing all the goddamn time.
Do you reckon, like, you could apply if you were one of those guys? Because there's other weird jobs, right? Like squeezing people into subway trains. Like, I think they're called
pushers.
Or they like, do you reckon a pusher could like adapt to being a shusher?
It's very different.
Like,
very different, but I think you have to basically
totally different skill
hate
set.
The public, I think, is the thing. Like, you can tell they don't like
well,
the
in both cases, you probably.
I mean, if you have to shush people all day, you'd see the worst of people. Don't you shush me, you asshole. Yeah, you know what I mean? You get that reaction occasionally. Of course, you
pushers
just shush them again.
Pushers have to touch people, though, too, which is
kind of
gross.
Yeah, they do. But again, I think if you dislike people, you either have to want to grope people so you could employ perverts, or you have to hate people and enjoy shoving them. Get away from me. Those are the two kinds of people.
This is why I could never work in anything that is either in hospitality, where you have to, like, deal with people
because you're
day,
a pervert. Is that where you're going with this?
Most of them are. I'd want to push them. Yeah, I'd want to give them.
Because when you push, you want the result to be murder, not just getting onto a train. That's why.
But equally, people are just assholes. I think for every nice guy, you get an asshole. I went to like Rome Zoo, and you know, you go to like the fucking through this air, and it's like, this is the dark room. Don't flash your camera in here. And who's in front of me? A fucking parent with taking flash photographs of their kids. Who's behind me? A guy with his camera phone with like super bright fucking volume. Like, I can't see anything in here. Get my phone, get your flashlight out. I'm like, for fuck's sake, what am I looking like? People, hell is other people.
Yeah.
Like, it makes me so angry seeing that kind of shit, man.
It is, like, but like, you gotta look at it from the other side too. Like, why the fuck can't you take a picture? Like, what's the big fucking deal that you can't take a flash picture? Who gives a shit?
In the fucking
you're in
dark
a fucking
room.
Zoo. Who cares? Like, fucking just let people take their dumb pictures. You know they're gonna do it anyway.
Maybe
you're just asking for trouble, putting up a sign saying
maybe
don't do something.
Distresses the animals.
I'm talking about the animals that are like nocturnal animals, like a fucking
so
thing with huge
eyes. Them
that
and put them into captivity in the first place.
So what you're saying is,
and it's not a problem, is it?
Don't have a zoo, like because
yeah.
Some people
well,
are dickheads.
Fuck is, fucking
no
zoos
zoo.
Are kind of dumb anyway, aren't they? No,
I'm like, not a big fan of zoos.
Oh, let's make them blind as well, then. Fucking hell,
blind the animals. What do they care? They're stupid animals anyway. They don't.
I mean,
need their
I don't
eyes.
Think we should traumatize animals more than they already are.
They're out like, there, and their habitat is under threat because people are stupid. And then we put them into a zoo where they are subjected to even more stupid people. Like, they're, what chance do they have? It's crazy. Fucking people. It's you're true. Right, though. Hell is other people. But at the same time, we don't fucking make it any easier for ourselves with all these stupid-ass rules, like, all the time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you put a sign up to say not to do something, fucking everybody's gonna do it, aren't they? Like, it's just human nature.
I don't know
nature.
If that's true.
Nobody tells me what to do. I'm gonna take a fucking flash photograph. Like, it fucking happens all the time.
Yeah, it's true. Is my audio fucked? Hang on, should we restart?
Yeah, you've gone all robot-y.
All right.
Like a Rome touristy robot. I
do
have
not take
a
flash
nice
pictures.
Time in Rome.
You know, it is the city of love, the eternal city, and the city of the seven hills.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to take someone somewhere on holiday, you don't say, we're going to the city of the seven hills. Why would they go with that one? Eternal city and city
like
of love.
Seven fucking hills.
Well, loads of places have got seven fucking hills. You can find seven hills all over the place.
Anyway.
What I'm saying is that's a bad nickname.
Can I also say,
Westeros
like,
has seven kingdoms and seven hells as well.
True.
Rome was fine. Like, I feel like a little bit like it's run by Italians who are a little bit... I don't know if their economy is at breaking point or if they're like just a little bit lazy and it's just like the Italian way of living where they're just a little bit laid back.
I think Italy's doing fine.
But everything is just a bit shit. Bearing in mind that the Colosseum is like fucking the most popular tourist attraction in the world, like every year. It gets like 7.5 billion people. It's the most visited place. Bearing in mind that the ticketing system is completely AIDS to the point where you kind of have to like... The streets are filled... With, I guess it's like this in every major city, okay? But the streets are filled with these guys saying, skip the line. There's like loads and loads of people who are wearing like things that say staff or official, but they're not actually staff or not actually official. And they're trying to hawk you like skip the line tickets or like tour tickets or all sorts of extra crap because the queues to get into these places are so unmanaged and messy and getting tickets officially is such a ball ache. And there's like... Like, okay, let me talk about Rome for a second. First of all, Rome, what the fuck is it with toilet seats? Okay, what year are we living in, right? I don't think I found a single toilet seat in Rome. And it's not that they're building toilets without toilet seats. Every toilet has its toilet seat ripped off. Is there, like, some sort of gang of people going around, ripping off fucking
it's
toilet
seats? Yeah,
the guy
who's in the fucking nocturnal animal enclosure taking pictures. He's the guy who's also taking the toilet
I need an explanation
toilet,
for this, because it's insane. Like, I went to some of the biggest tourist attractions, and also I tried to get off the beaten path a bit and went to some much nicer places. And I went to some amazing like palaces and art galleries where no one was there, and they were fucking beautiful. But the toilets were like... something from like 100 from fucking Roman times. They probably had better toilets in fucking Roman times.
Man,
do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
In Roman times, we had underfloor heating and mosaics and we had flush toilets. Why don't you have them now? What's going on?
In general, like, how often do you leave your house? Because I find it I find it weird that like you're surprised by tourist attractions being garbage and public toilets being substandard as well.
I'm a 35-year-old man.
How is this new to you at all?
I'm on a regular schedule now, right? I can't hold my poop all day. I'm not like a fucking 20-year-old every... Like, I have to poop like once a day.
Well, man, like how often have you traveled before? Like, you got to know not to like stray too far from your hotel for too long. Like, you don't go somewhere... Because you have to go back every once in a while, have a snack and a poop, or like, you know, go to the toilet and just have a little rest and
stuff.
You
have to do like a figure eight of your hotel, you know, pretty much, go out, come back, go out, come back,
Well, if you're sensible, you would.
Yeah, well, do you know what? That is smart, but I didn't do that this time because my hotel was kind of on the outskirts. So I sort of spent the day walking around because it was nice enough weather. And I went to little gardens and stuff. Anyway, you know, every fucking coffee shop I'm like, oh God, I need to shit. So I find a coffee shop, but of course, it's a really nice coffee shop. The toilet is like just a fucking disaster area.
Well,
I'm
listen,
like, fuck me. Like, oh, there was no way to predict it as well.
I've only had good toilet experiences in Rome, and I'll share one with you right now. Are you ready?
Okay, let's go.
I can't believe you guys have remembered your toilet experience.
This is a very memorable experience for me.
What was his name?
We were on a train trip across all of Europe. Okay. And the way that we did it was we'd pick us like the next city we went to, we did one city a day. Okay. So we go to a major city. And then the way that we picked our next city was what's the furthest away that we could take a train overnight and sleep on the train, arrive in the city, like first thing in the morning, spend all day in that city.
What an amazing strategy.
You have definitely told this before on Tripods.
Okay. So that was the strategy, right? But what happened was because we were traveling overnight a lot and stuff, we didn't really have a lot of time to like wash, right? So like, I think in 2 weeks I took like two showers. Okay.
This is the figure of eight strategy. This is where you came up with it, isn't it? Right. On this fucking train. You were like, don't stray too far from the train because we're going to be back on it to sleep and have a shit.
So we're on an Italian train and like an overnight train. And then with an aim to arrive in Rome in the morning. Right. And the Italian trains are like pretty creepy. They've got like, there's like a picture of, yeah, it's like we were on a sleeper train and there's the ceiling, like in your little pod, had a picture of Jesus on it, I guess. So you could just like look at Jesus for a bit before you went to sleep and stuff.
I mean, he's watching you anyway, so you may as well have a look back.
It was a little bit creepy. So I got into my little Jesus sleeper and I was like, all right. I mean, you know, I haven't had a shower for a couple of days. This isn't looking too good. I'm probably not going to be having a shower today, right? But I was really stinky and I was like, fuck, I could really do with having a shower. So we get to the train station in Rome and we're like, all right, let's look around like for a bathroom before we like get going or whatever. See if we can just like, you know, freshen up a bit sort of thing. And then I see like a sign with a shower. It's like, holy shit, there's showers like in the train station. And there's like a bit of a queue. So we're like, fuck it, let's try it. You know, even if it's super bad, you know, just leave your flip-flops on or whatever and just wash under your armpits quickly and then we'll get out of here. It'll be like 2 seconds sort of thing. So we're standing in this queue and we get to the lady. There's a lady sitting there and there's people everywhere dressed up like in, you know, staff clothing or whatever. We're like, holy shit, like what the fuck is this place? And she's like, okay, it's like €2. We're like, what, fuck, really, €2? So all right, whatever, €2. So this guy like takes my bag and leads me down this hallway. I was like, what the fuck? And then he sort of dumps me in this room and there's a toilet and a sink. And I was like,
sprays you.
Okay, perfect. This is great. You know, like I'll just wash in the sink and take a shit or whatever and we're out of here. And then I look in the corner and there's a fucking like, it was like a wet room. There's like, there's a drain in the corner and there's this shower just like in the middle of the ceiling. It's like, oh my God, this is fucking incredible. My own room. This like beautiful shower. I was like going to the bathroom while showering at the same time because the toilet was like part of the wet room and stuff. And there was a sink. I could like brush my teeth and everything. And the seat was on the toilet and it was clean as anything. And it was fucking amazing. It was just like...
And you tried to open the door and it didn't open.
Yeah.
You banged on the door.
No, no.
And you were trapped.
It was perfect. And it was the most satisfying...
They pushed some pizza under the fucking door for you later.
That's why it's flat, so they can slide it under doors.
It was a very satisfying personal hygiene experience. Probably the most satisfying I've ever had in my whole life. It was incredible. I was clean as a whistle when I came out of there.
It's the opposite for me. Fuck.
I'm sure those are used on the regular by homeless people.
Well, I don't know, but I mean, it opened my eyes. Like, if I was homeless...
Maybe, yeah. Maybe if I had to beg people for money,
I would definitely put my money.
But did it have a fucking toilet seat?
Yeah,
I bet it fucking didn't.
It had it had a nice toilet seat. Oh. It was really clean.
It must have been brand new. The before, I swear to God. Okay, obviously Rome is beautiful, but there's like a I think there's this gang sort of like attitude. Like there's a concerted effort to like knock the heads off every statue. And I realise that that's partly because they're fucking old, partly because when they fall over, because they fall over all the fucking time, people push them over because they're assholes, the heads come off, or the hands come off, or the arms come off. Or they hit themselves, or someone's either hit them in the face and knocked the nose off, or they've when they've toppled over, they've hit themselves on the nose because the nose is always protruding. So half the fucking statues in Rome look like Voldemort. The rest don't have fucking heads. And there's no toilet seats. I mean, Rome is, to me, the city of headless fucking statues and no toilet seats. Also, people just driving like into literally Roman architecture. There's like a Roman sort of bit of Roman aqueduct ruined. People just fucking like this. It's like a three-lane motorway through that, you know, with no fucking. It's like crazy. And I mean, the other thing about driving in Rome, like obviously, it's everyone knows they all just beat their way down one-way streets on mopeds and stuff. But actually, more recklessly was. It really made me take for granted the traffic crossings. Like, you know, in America, every road has, like, every junction has...
Traffic is, like, a bit more orderly, like...
You can walk in a straight line for an hour and you have to go across, like, 10 crossings. But in Rome, it's this kind of similar, except there are no traffic lights, right? And there are no
it's a free-for-all.
Crossings. Yeah. And what you've got is, like, some faded white lines on an 8-lane super motorway, and you just have to fucking Vietnam your way across it. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's fucking cars like zip zapping around you, taxis like beeping you, and you just have to sort of, after a while, you're just like, fuck it, I'm just taking my lives into my own hands. And like, I don't know whether I'm maybe they've got it right, because like,
driving in Italy is the worst.
It's obviously a decision, right? I went to this big modern art gallery, right? And it had this quite new looking road outside, which is a big fucking 4-lane road, right? And yeah, just flat outside a big fucking crossing with no lights, nothing. And you just cars zooming past you. And I'm like, they've chosen not to put traffic lights here. Right. I mean, I get it. Like when I cross the road here in the UK, like I see the green man and I just fucking walk. I don't wait for traffic to stop. I don't check or anything.
Really?
And sometimes cars are fucking. Well, a lot of the time.
What are you?
You're
2 years
reassured
old?
By that.
You've got
right?
to fucking check. What's wrong
well,
with you?
Well, I'm looking a little bit, you know, but sometimes it's you don't necessarily don't pay as much attention when it says you can go. So you go. Right. And I wonder how many accidents are caused in that situation, where on the Italian version, you're fucking fearing for your life, like every second of the day. It's like, and you're like, you know, you kind of have to force yourself to not like just keep a steady pace. So cars that are zooming past you know where you're going
to
be.
We have the second safest roads in Europe, second only to Sweden, because there's just not as many cars in Sweden. Driving in the UK is incredibly safe because people look both ways before they cross the fucking road. And because we have lots of pedestrian crossings and people don't
because
drive
that
like our
hedgehog.
Songs.
It was that hedgehog. Follow, do you remember him?
No.
The fucking Greek cross code hedgehog? He was like, don't get hit by a car, mate, or else you'll get fucking turned into a patty.
Kevin Keegan or someone when I was a kid. Hey, what you doing not looking before you cross the road? Hey, I can't do a Scouse accent, but yeah, that's one of my
favorite. That was pretty good, though. It's better than mine.
So talking about like gangs, right, in crazy people in Rome, the other major fucking things that were really surprising to me, and I'm sure they're like this in other major cities and in London too, is there's two groups, and I'm kind of trying to be careful not to like...
You don't want
to
get involved
be racist
in a gang
about
yet,
saying or... this. Well, no, but yeah, maybe... But there's like, I think I read about it, right? So there's this group of like Bangladeshi sort of men,
right.
Mostly men, who sell selfie sticks and umbrellas.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They're
yeah.
I saw loads of them at the Coliseum.
Yeah, yeah.
There are literally thousands.
I'm pretty sure that one of those guys was the guy that was trying to sell that lady's purse to me that one time. I definitely told this story. I won't tell it again.
The cry of selfie, selfie is like, and they're quite pushy, but not that pushy.
Do they still have those stupid dancing Mickey Mouses, the ones that like dance to music?
They have one working one and a box full of broken ones that you can buy.
Yeah.
Well, the current thing that I saw about 100 of was they have a little table, okay, a little wooden table, and they have this squishy like ball. It's like a slime ball with eyes. And you could throw it at the table from high, like, as if you're throwing it at the floor, and it splats like a completely flat, okay, on the table and makes like a meh sound, like a like meh sound. And it's really, it's kind of funny, but also annoying. Okay, and you could imagine kids just loving it, like little kids seeing that and definitely wanting one. And everywhere from like Spanish Steps to the Trevi Fountains to the Colosseum, there is one of those guys every like 20 yards with a little table, and it's like meh, and it's like meh, like, and you see they're so bored, their face, they're so fucking bored because they stood there for the whole day boredly throwing this slime ball at this table, and then between them are like selfie stick guys going selfie, selfie. It's like, it's like, and they're so okay, they're not that pushy about it, okay, they're part of a gang. It's clearly like, I didn't see anyone who wasn't like a kind of Bangladeshi looking man doing it, right? Doing any of the selfie stick selling, doing any of the...
So there are so many questions here about the setup.
Like, I mean,
there
you must call be... it a gang, they call it a limited company who's just interested in making a...
But
making
there
a
must
profit.
Be, there must, I mean, first of all, these guys are obviously all probably from the same place, right? They probably are all Bangladeshi or something. So there must be a guy, some Bangladeshi ringleader, who started this and then got more of his mates to come over saying,
yeah,
look, you won't believe how many euros I made just selling these stupid toys I bought from China. Now, where's he getting them from? Is he going on the internet and looking up stupid toys?
Well,
toy,
this is what I've found. There's like ghost import. There's like ghost shops, okay, which are like off the shops that don't have like they look like a house or a front, right? But you don't. A little bit like a ghost restaurant. So Deliveroo and these and Uber Eats and all these other big like food transfer companies like Grubhub, I think is the big one in America. They've caused the rise of these things called ghost restaurants, who are people who sell stuff to those food delivery services but don't actually have an actual premises, an open restaurant. They just do it out of their
house.
Oh,
that's way less interesting than I thought it would be. I thought it would be...
No.
Here is your food!
You go it's to the eat ghost it. Of all the people
knife
who died
fork,
trying to sell
right through the plate.
If you do.
Yeah, all right. Well, that makes
that
more sense.
That would be
sense,
fucking awesome.
Yeah, less awesome.
No, so there's like these like little squares that sometimes you go into, and it's just like... It looks like it should be shops, but it's... And it is, you could see people shopping in there, but there's no like signage or anything like that. It's all just like off the books, kind of unregulated stuff.
Sounds
that
like
sells
Sheffield
all that crap.
Town Centre, if I'm honest with you.
Don't order the curry.
There's no toilet seats. It's going to be hell later. Oh, fucking hell. The amount of squatty shits I had to do. I've never done so many in my life. I mean, I had to do a couple in Japan because they had a few hole in the grounds, and I've had to do a few in France and stuff before, in Germany occasionally.
I just don't go in those toilets. I've got a pretty good timing.
You don't got a choice.
Yeah, I've got a pretty good timing down on my poops.
Yeah,
so about 8:30 every day. I wake up, have my cup of tea, have a bit of a vape, and then my stomach goes, let's get going, and I'll have a poop.
Well,
let's rock.
And then I'm pretty much good for the rest of the day. I might have one later in the day, maybe, but more often than not.
Oh, treat yourself.
I'm usually like a poop a day. Sometimes,
so
like, depending.
Before we go back into
days
poop,
in between.
Poop regular chat, there's another gang, okay, who are quite different, okay? And I looked up these guys, and apparently these guys are all from, like, Senegal.
Right.
Okay? And they're these big black guys. They're all... big, like 6 foot, and they are super friendly, like big smiles, like, hey, how you doing, like, nice to meet you, and they like try and shake your hand or like fist bump you or high five you, and they're like super chatty, really in your face, and they're like, where are you from, blah blah blah, and as soon as they can, like, if you like shake their hand, they'll wrap like a bracelet around your wrist
and then ask for money for it
yeah. And it is the most obnoxious thing.
It's threatening as fuck too, because you're like worried that they're gonna break your arm or something if you don't pay
them. It's terrifying.
But it's not like a reasonable price for them either. It's like, 20 euros.
They want a note.
And you're like, what?
Yeah, they want like a note, like a 5 euro note or 10 euro note. And it's like, oh boy. And the thing is, like, sometimes, like, I started finding myself getting less and less tolerant towards them, okay, as it went on. First of all, I was like, oh, hey, sorry, no, hello.
They're like anti-tourist groups, though, right? Because they teach you as a tourist never to just idle around somewhere.
Like, I never snapped at any of them. I never was like, fuck off. But I was very close to it. I was very, very close to saying, fuck off. Anyway, one time I did actually, because one guy... tried to throw one at me, right? Because he wanted me to catch it. And I just dodged and it fell on the floor.
Did you neo-dodge it? This is Lewis in Rome, like, bullet timing all these bracelets
It was quite slow-mo. I was able to just let it fall on the floor. And because it was raining, you know.
Was he trying to, like, frisbee it onto your wrist? So you were pointing, and he's like, doom, just throws it.
Just trying to lasso you.
Spinning through the air. You spot it at the last second. Neo dodging coming. It lands in some guy's coffee. Oh, man, that's the bracelet in my coffee. Ah, mamma mia.
So anyway, this is a bit of a serious story because this really stressed me out. It was like,
I was pretty serious with the coffee. You just ruined a guy's cappuccino.
Sorry, guys. Like, stop making funny jokes about my serious story. No. He was like, oh, you're having a bad day, man. I was like, terrible accent. I'm sorry. He obviously has an accent. I don't want to do it because it's racist, but I feel like it's part of it, though, right? Because you can tell that they're all, like, part of this gang, it feels like. And anyway, so I was like, oh, well, not really. And he's like, oh, do you not like black people, man? And I was like, what do you mean? I was like, I was just sort of stunned by that. I was like, the reason I don't want to talk to you and buy your fucking bracelet is not because I don't like black people.
I thought you were going to say to him, are you a Triforce listener?
Oh shit, you know
me. But it's just an angle. He just wants to make you feel uncomfortable. That's it.
I know, but it was constant, that kind of
stuff. Yeah, it's horribly aggressive. More like that. It's horribly aggressive. And what I want to know is, why don't we have that in London? What have we put in place to stop that? Because obviously we have something in place. Now, either that it's that our police are more keyed into, if you're selling shit, you got to move the fuck along, because I don't see it anywhere near as much in London as I do, like you said, in places like Rome. And I mean, I've been to some plenty touristy spots in London. There's always fuckloads of tourists in London, and I just don't see them. What are we doing that Rome is not? Are the police getting a little backhanded from the gang boss so that it's like, it's cool, we'll give you, you know, thousands of euros a month in exchange for you leaving our dudes alone? Or is there just no law against it? What's the deal?
I don't know.
Because it is fucking obnoxious.
They probably just shuffle sick beggars.
Lots of people along.
Yeah, like it's the same sort of like in America. I guess like Lewis, you went to San Francisco a couple of times, and it's instead of like gangs of people trying to sell you stuff, it's normally like kind of wacky homeless people accosting you from time to time, isn't it?
Well,
I think in big city centers they get
this
moved
is the other thing I was
more.
Warned about extensively in Rome was pickpockets. Everyone I spoke to said you got to watch out for pickpockets, you got to watch out for these guys, you got to watch out for scammers, you got to watch out, like, there's beggars on the floor who will sort of try and trip you up and stuff and then try and claim that you stepped on their leg or something, you know. And I saw a lot of that. It felt like nothing I've seen, you know, before. I really felt on edge a lot of the time, like, especially around the tourist hotspots. But once I was out of those, actually, it was really totally fine. I had a great time when I was away from those, frankly, overrated, you know, tourist hotspots, partly because they're ruined by the tourists.
The problem with being a tourist and going to somewhere like that is everybody else has had the same fucking idea. Everybody. It's like when people say, are you going to go see Niagara Falls? I'm thinking, I'm sure it's amazing, but there's going to be like thousands of other people there at the same time. And I don't know why it takes something away. I think it's because it reminds you that all the experiences you've had in your life, very few of them are unique to you. All just part of billions of people doing mostly the same shit, in the West at least.
Man-made stuff is different, though. It's not like, you know, Niagara Falls... Yeah, it'll be busy if you want to go on the boat that goes, like, right up to it or whatever. But otherwise, it's vast. Like, you could fucking see it from anywhere you want, basically. Like, you could find a spot, you know, away from everybody and just sit there and look at it as much as you like.
All right, do you know how many people go to Niagara Falls every year?
How many?
Lots.
Take a guess.
Fucking 5 million. Millions of people.
Take a guess.
Like, I did. I don't know, 5 billion.
5 million?
It's 30 million.
Jesus.
Which means every day you go there, on average, 82,000 people will be there at the
and
same
probably,
time.
And probably more so in like summer months too.
Yeah. So that's
it's
just
a part of the world,
like,
that gets
that's
cold.
If that's dividing it by 365. So I'm just saying, on any given day, on average, taking seasonal variants out of the equation and holidays and all the rest of it, obviously weekends it's going to be even more. So that number is actually going to be higher on the day you're likely to be going there. 82,000 other people will be having the same fucking idea to go and see Niagara Falls. Isn't that depressing?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel there, like that when weird, you're there, right? Though. It's not like...
Because you're like trying to take a picture of yourself with like Niagara Falls in the background. But what you could see is you could see like literally 100 people also doing that. Yeah. And it kind of is like, it's like, I kind of don't want to take a picture of myself with this thing now because I've seen all these other people do it. And now it's like, it's a mind fuck. Anyway, well, I did have a great time, actually. I really enjoyed getting out to some of these places that weren't just full of people, and they were fucking awesome, actually. And Rome's a really pretty city. Like, it's had a limit on how, like, high it can build, like, to preserve the skyline. So there's no skyscrapers. Nothing's higher than, like, 6 stories, even, like, the super mega rich banks and stuff, and all the corrupt businesses are all, like, even then they can only build a 6-story villa or whatever. And as a result, like, the place doesn't feel like it's all full of disgusting, shitty areas. I'm sure there's some... I mean, I only sort of was really in the central, like, sort of 5-mile, 10-mile radius of it. I'm sure outside on the outskirts there's probably some absolute shitholes. But I thought it was really beautiful to walk around and had a really nice time.
Florence is a very, very beautiful city and far less touristy.
Well, this is what I heard as well. But I was like, I wanted to see the Civ wonders.
Yes, of course. You've got to go to Rome,
and then I can go
to
the better places later. Because I thought if I went to Florence first and then went to Rome, I'd just be like, oh fuck.
Whereas now you'll really appreciate Florence.
I've been to Rome a couple of times, honestly. Like I've been to Rome a couple of times. I've never been into the Colosseum. I've never been I've been around the big attractions and stuff, but only really just passing them by saying, oh, look.
Did you get one of those bracelets?
Funnily enough, not in Rome.
I've got like 5.
I got one in Paris one time. I went to Paris and I got one of those bracelets. The guy just like sort of surprised me. I was coming out of like the metro and he just like sort of jumped me and slapped this thing on my wrist and I wasn't ready. So I was like, all right, you got me. Here you go. Good game. I gave him some money. That's like
you gotta congratulate those guys for their.
But yeah, I don't know. Like I think at some point I definitely stopped visiting big tourist attractions because of all the reasons you've listed. I think it just in your mind you think, fuck, I have to see these places, like they must be important, everybody raves on about them. And you get there and you realize that it's just everybody's doing this. It's taken away all of the interesting bits of it because I hate people.
It's either bigger or smaller than you expect, and there's more people there than you realize there would ever be ever.
Fun I've had on trips and cities that I visited and stuff is doing like what you said, like getting off the beaten track, you know, and just like experience like the culture of the city, like, you know, how people sort of live there every day. Rather than going to like big tourist attractions and stuff. And that's always, you always have that experience. You always leave that experience feeling like, oh, this was great. I really enjoyed myself. You know, it was nice.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever come away from visiting a big tourist attraction and been like, that was totally worth it. If anything, I've always come away feeling like, fuck, why did I waste my time on this? Like,
Some of the best things I found were like just completely, just bumped into when you were going around somewhere that you got slightly... you know, sidetracked, like you walked a couple of streets. Thing is, if you walk a couple of streets in the wrong direction in San Francisco, you'll get into like the fucking drug overdose district. You know, if you walk a couple of districts in the wrong direction in Rome, you'll fucking go into this beautiful Roman fucking park and there'll be like orange trees there. Yeah. You'll be the only person there. There'll be like the ruins of a villa. You'll like walk up to it. You'll be like, fuck, can you imagine what it was like to live here in this time? And like, you know, it's a very different feel. But no, I definitely got... I mean, Rome is one of these places where the Romans really feel very attached to the stuff. Whereas actually, you know, what happened was the whole city got completely razed to the ground about 10 fucking times to the point that no one lived there for about 200 years at all. And then the church sort of moved back in and then that all got kicked out again and burned to the ground. And then they came back in again.
Do you know who's been there continuously? Do you know who's been there continuously? Those lads from Bangladesh selling those fucking toys.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They're the most sort of dedicated Romans.
Centurion,
that they have.
Centurion, would you like to buy a splatting
selfish
thing with ice?
I have a bracelet for you.
I got a bracelet, friendship bracelet for you.
Only one denarius. What the fuck?
Here's the way I see it as well. Those guys might also be selling drugs. So if I'm selling you a little squishy thing, what's to say that I don't just walk up and give you the code phrase? I would like to buy some drugs, please. And you give me one from the other box. So you could sell drugs in public as well. I'm just trying to, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. I come up with these ideas.
Hidden in plain sight. See
what I also saw a lot of? I saw like five or six people who were high on aerosols doing those space pictures.
Yeah.
Right? Do you know those fucking guys who do the space pictures with the dirty saucers and like the fucking plates?
Go to Europe and take trains around Europe. Holy crap, you will see some shit. Train stations seem to be like the, you know, universal meeting place for people who like to get high on aerosols.
Yeah, why do they go to the bus station and the train station?
It's always the bus or the train station. I don't know. These places are just the scummiest
places.
It's the
exhaust fumes.
Wait, it's unbelievable. It's obvious when you think about it. Who's coming and going from those places?
Oh.
Tourists.
Oh, man,
I mean, the only time anyone's ever tried to rip me off in London was when I was at Victoria on my way to the coach station. I'm not a tourist, but I was going to the coach station anyway. And this guy said to me, "Oh, excuse me, mate, I really need some help." And I said, "What's the problem?" Because I had only been living in London for like a couple of years at that point, I think. And I was just kind of a little inexperienced with bullshit. So the guy comes up and says, "I need some help." And I said, "Oh, what's the matter?" Because I like to help people. And he says, "I need 12 quid to get back. I've lost my wallet." This is the oldest fucking con trick in the book, right? They tell you they need some money. Give me your address. I'll mail it to you and all the rest of it. I'm never giving this guy money in a million years. But I said to him, "I don't think it's a great idea, mate. I'm like, no thanks." And he said, "Just come into this alleyway over here and we can talk about it." Like, he literally wanted to take me to an alleyway because it's broad daylight. He couldn't drag me there. He wanted to invite me there. And I guess at that point, he mugs me. And I'm thinking, that's the reason these skeezy people hang around, is because you don't, like, you either go to the tourist spots, but there's always police there. Police don't give a fuck about the coach and the train station. They're hardly ever there. It's just people getting on the coach and getting on the train.
Nowadays they are, like in London.
Yeah, nowadays they are.
Everywhere, yeah.
Oh my God.
But it didn't used to be that way. No. Back in the good old days when you could scam people free from police attention.
I remember back in my day.
I had three cups.
Used to be able to scam everybody. They called me Mr. Scam Man. Now,
went on a tour of Europe by train. I went to Rome. Scammers.
I didn't just tie friendship bracelets around people's hands. I tried belts around their waists. I tried handcuffs. I tried nooses around their necks. I'd sell them anything.
I'd trip them up and tell them I broke my leg.
I saw those goopy things that you chuck on the ground and they got eyes. They make a noise. I sold a lot of those.
There is someone out there where that's basically their life story. What have you done for the last 10 years? Traveled around Europe. Sold a bunch of crappy shit to tourists.
That's on your...
Yeah.
Sir, thank you for applying for the position of bank manager. We're just looking through your CV here, and it looks like you got about
There's a few gaps.
It's a 15-year gap here where it says that you sold dancing Mickey Mouse wire figurines.
Yes, it was a booming market at the time.
In Rome?
Of course,
on a blanket?
Rome, Barcelona, yes, all those places. Paris as well. Very well traveled. Very well traveled. Met a lot of people. Sold very few bracelets.
Fuck's sake.
The uptake rate was very low, but fortunately the pass-through of people was so heavy that I was able to just steal a lot of money out of people's wallets as they went
also,
by.
Also, since I slept at the coach station and showered there, my outgoings were very low.
Excellent facilities. 5 stars every time.
Well, I think this interview is over. You're hired, sir. Clearly qualified.
You're overly qualified.
Overqualified, in fact.
I think you need to be more corrupt to work here as a bank manager.
What would be your first suggestion if you were to take on management of this bank? Well, we need some more Bangladeshi gentlemen in the lobby area.
Very hard
selling
working.
Squishy, screaming toys.
Do we have an adequate pool of Senegalese that we can pull from?
They need to be very pushy. Very pushy.
Find me the pushiest Senegalese you can. They must all be gigantic.
Gigantic.
Some Senegalese newspaper carrying an advert. Tall? Intimidating, pushy,
very black.
Come to England. You can work in a bank.
I would say, like, you know those guys who do that fucking space art on the floor, like, and what they do is you look at them and they look like the dirtiest homeless guy ever, and he's like got some like pink spray paint, you know, up his nose from where he's been sniffing it or whatever, like, and they're using like the dirtiest like mismatched set of plates and pots and pans to do these art, and they have like a dirty bit of newspaper or whatever, and they tear off a bit of that and they sort of skankily drop that on the fucking art, but it comes out like looking great. Like, really
great. It's not great, it's garbage.
I know, but they always manage to make him look like the same. Like, every time you see it. Like, they've been doing these for about fucking 30 years, right? These street art fucking space scenes, okay? And they're obviously very simple, and obviously they can teach the next, you know, aerosol-addled lunatic to do them, you know. But, like, I don't know, there's something there. Like, you can see that it's just not shit enough to get people to buy it. But the whole, like, fact that they're selling it on the street and making it with such skanky materials is so off-putting at the same time. You know,
so
I mean, he wasn't fucking Michelangelo, was not fucking lying on his back at the top of the fucking Sistine Chapel with a fucking aerosol and a fucking dirty bit of newspaper being like, oh yeah, let me just do God's like fucking God's sexy ribbed abs. Yeah. Oh, quick, get that fucking bit of newspaper. We need that to like smear it. It's like, oh yeah, dirtier. Get a saucer. I need to do the sun. It's like, what the fuck are you, do you know what I mean? Like, it's such a contrast. Oh, but also, there's so much art and so many sculptors. They obviously did have, like, schools of people being taught, you know. Often artists sort of took their pupils and they did the faces until their pupil just did all the background until they were good enough. You know, they were, certainly, like, in the back of the day, they had, like, teams of apprentices.
Yeah, I mean, think how long it takes to paint a massive painting. You don't want to do all the blue in the background. Get some fucking lad to do the blue bit and then you'll touch it up and make it look good.
I guess what I'm saying is that there's probably people like that in the streets as well, like the guys who sell, like, all the selfie sticks. They're, like, training up the young selfie stick guys, you know.
The thing, here's what
guys,
saddens
you have to
me.
Say selfie the, louder.
There
you
must
have to push
be,
it in their...
There must have been a time when instead of selling this tat, these people would have had either a trade or a job somewhere. What's happened that means that, I mean, is it just that there are fewer and fewer need? We've spoken about advancement before in technology and everything, but we've got 8 billion people. Surely that should mean there's a shitload of jobs. Why aren't these guys doing something more productive?
Is it robots?
Digging a giant hole or fucking filling in a hole they didn't want anymore. Something like that.
But is it that their only other options are working in a horrible factory making fucking cheap jumpers for, you know, H&M?
Right, but people have been doing those shit jobs for years. So what's changed that now these guys would rather travel to Italy and frankly do a pretty humiliating job selling these things? What has changed that means that they now want to go there and do something as a group? Like, they're all coming from probably the same area and they probably know each other. Oh, that's my cousin, that's my cousin's mate, you know, all this
I
kind
mean,
of
the
stuff.
Weather's quite nice.
It's not nicer than it is in Bangladesh, is it? I mean, are things so bad in Senegal and Bangladesh that you would rather go to Rome and sell crap? And they I'm sure they don't live a particularly nice life. I mean, I feel awful for the fact that this is what they have to do. These are young men with nothing better to do, really? Like, what the fuck has happened?
I think you could look at all over the world and see people in trouble.
Yeah, but
they've
come, they've managed to get to Italy.
I'm angry about them, but I also feel very sorry for
it's
them.
It's awful. Yeah. I'm just wondering what the fuck is... This isn't the future. This can't be the future. The poor people just have to go to rich places.
It is like
and
a cyberpunk
that they get from
this
China.
This is the kind of shit that you'd see. Yeah.
That's just depressing.
That's what
it's
would
depressing.
Be in cyberpunk 2030. That when that new one comes out, cyberpunk 2047 or whatever.
Which I'm kind of like, I mean, I'm looking forward to, but at the same time, I'm like,
there's going
to
be guys like selling selfie sticks on the street. What's the new selfie stick? Do you know what I mean? What is the next thing?
In the cyberpunk world.
Because already selfie sticks are getting a bit, like, fucking, you know, your gran has them and your mum has them, you know, but they've already turned the corner, do you know what I mean? Like, what's the next? I mean, what were they selling 10 years ago? Because selfie sticks weren't a thing then. Were they selling, like, hats?
They were selling those wiggly worms on a little invisible thread. I always used to see people selling those.
Yeah.
What about invisible dogs?
Yeah, you know, the dog
they
collar.
They were selling those too.
I used to see those when I was a kid. I haven't seen an invisible dog in years.
Yeah.
Didn't see them at the time either, but I mean, I haven't seen the leash either.
They're missing out on a marketplace.
When I was a kid, yeah, I saw a guy walking along in the street with one of those. This is when I lived in New York, and he had one of these invisible dog things. I was blown away. Like, I was like 6, 7 years old. I could not believe it. And my mum was like, it's not real. It's just a leash. Like, I was like, oh, he's got an invisible dog. Like, I could not believe what I was seeing. Ugh.
Yeah.
How young That's, I was.
Exactly. But what I'm talking about is like, that kind of stuff. Like, I was sold selfie sticks and bracelets. Where's the other stuff? Do you know what I mean? Be more diverse.
Yeah.
You know, we're in, it's 2019.
You need to diversify your portfolio, my dear man. I want to go back to Senegal.
There's got to be more stuff that we need. You know, no one was selling bottles of water. I guess they're too heavy to bring in from the fucking
States. That's not true. When we went to the Colosseum, there were lots of people selling bottles of water. Lots and lots and lots.
Was it, maybe it wasn't hot enough?
Here's an advancement for you that I've been reading about. A buddy of mine sent me this New York Times article about these pilots in the American Air Force. I think they fly Hornets or something like that. The plane, not the insect. And they have seen these weird things on their radar. And then when they get them on their little infrared camera, it's like moving unbelievably fast, changing direction, all the usual kind of UFO crap. And I kind of dismissed it because I've heard all this kind of stuff before. But I was like, why is this in the New York Times? Like, that's like a legit publication. They interviewed these guys and they confirmed the story. Like, these are actual Air Force pilots. So the Air Force is like saying, we don't want to do, like, they made official reports and everything. This is all above board. You can look it up. So me and a buddy of mine who are into this kind of stuff, he listens to the Triforce podcast.
Sorry, so what are they seeing? Like fast-moving
very
UFOs?
Very fast-moving objects. And so they can be quite high.
How high?
Well, they can be quite high up, or they can be very low. Like very, very low to the sea. So they spotted these things.
So what, Navy and Air Force pilots flying like fucking F-16s at fucking Mach 3 or whatever, really fast, are seeing things that are moving even faster.
And almost on like radar. Stopping and then going like unbelievable changes of speed and direction. Like
a UFO.
Literally the same thing that we would normally think, oh, it's a UFO. So that was the story.
Around.
And my friend and I talked about it a bit. And we came to the usual conclusion, it's a load of bollocks. But here's where it gets interesting. There was an article in the Metro last week about how the US Navy has patented these new kinds of drone or like a new way of flying that basically removes inertia from the equation, okay? So you can go very fast and then stop, or go from almost stop to very fast, and there's no inertia, there's no problem with it. Like, it reduces it to like 10% of what it would be or something. So if that technology is real, they might be sort of preparing people for the fact that this game-changing piece of technology is about to come out. I urge people to have a look at it. I was intrigued. It's probably absolute bollocks. I'm not one of these the truth is out there types. I'm just saying that these are like actual newspapers are running stories that have an element of truth to them and are quite interesting. So that could
be
the next
story big
thing.
About that this week, because there were a load of UFO sightings and it turned out that Elon Musk was just sending up like 100 new satellites or whatever.
Right.
So everyone was.
But
like,
a lot of this is
the
like these are not
things?
Manned vehicles yet. Like, these are drones and things like that. They're probably quite small, but the fact that they can move as fast as they do, and they can move underwater as well. You could move them in space. Like the speed potential is ridiculous. So it's like a new way of traveling that we haven't really thought of before. So just interesting. Thought it was interesting. I always hope it's aliens, because I figure they'll say, we will push the climate fixo button. Also,
old man yells at
here
sky.
Is the perfect government, you know, and all this stuff. We'd be like, oh my God, we're saved. But instead,
well, sometimes I fucking think like that our technology was given us by aliens. Like, do you know what I mean? Like how fucking complicated is a mobile phone?
Not
like,
very.
Like, the miniaturization and the fucking 4G.
Right, but think how many
internet.
Years it took for us to get like, there. Oh, it took us 100 years.
It's I know it's not aliens, but it's dazzlingly complicated, because it's been an iterative process.
Yes.
I get it, the whole way. You know, you could look at like a hard drive and see that they used to be like the size of a fucking room, and you could see every single, it's like an evolution of man. Each hard drive gets smaller and smaller, right? Until you've got like a fucking micro SD card with like more memory than a fucking
Apple Mac. Each hard drive,
Mac.
Less hairy than the last. That's the key to advancement.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, like fucking aliens, man. I don't think they're real, but...
You don't?
Well, they are real. I just don't think they're coming here. It's too far.
Right. Okay.
But anyway, well, I thought this was an interesting piece of technology. And if it's real, I mean, it could change transport. It would be incredible.
Wait, you don't believe that there's aliens out there?
In the universe, Lewis.
Yeah,
well,
in
no,
the
I
whole
believe
universe,
I just,
you don't believe
that I just don't believe
any...
they know about us or
interacting with us. I don't think that for a second.
You don't think they've
there's
been
secretly...
There's
definitely aliens, like, in terms... But who knows how advanced
they are. You don't
think that
they've been secretly living under the ground here the whole time?
No.
Watching us and manipulating us?
I'd love to find some aliens and see what they are. Like, they see.
You would?
I reckon, yeah.
Wow.
They're fucking awesome. Holy shit.
Yes, I think most people would.
Yeah.
But I spoke to a friend of mine, and he pointed out that the unlikeliness of us being here is like, it's so slim. Our planet has to be the right size, the right distance from the sun. It has to have liquid water. It has to have so much going on for life to even have a chance of forming.
Yeah, it has to have like buffer planets
all
to like clear out
stuff,
all the asteroids that would have wiped out Earth life every like million years.
But I've
or
heard a book about aliens, and the guy basically said, well, the probability may be small, but the fact that we exist is like 100% we do. So therefore, yeah. there must be other aliens, which I thought was kind of sketchy
says
logic.
Says that other people should exist.
But yeah, the idea
what
that
if we
are,
don't, though? Okay, have you ever thought...
What if we don't exist?
Yeah.
Simulation
what,
theory?
What if we're ghosts?
What if it's like Super podcast. Mario 2 and it's just a dream? It's all just a dream.
Well, that's what Elon Musk thinks, isn't it? It's that we're all simulation.
Well,
simulation
theory is... It's impossible. That's the question you've got to ask. Is it impossible that we're a simulation? No.
Well, it would be easy to simulate.
I'd love
right?
to see the reports on me, like post simulation, because man, I watch a lot of weird porn.
Unit 38484737 4AB.
God, like the process is working overtime to generate like brand new fucking
looks
weird
like
shit for you to watch.
6969 is watching weird porn again. Oh Jesus!
Filing
Christ,
under, allocate
more
under round. No news today.
Allocate more round to Sips. We have to create new stuff.
I wonder if they're watching.
How's he watched all of it already?
I wonder if they're watching the shit that we come up with and thinking, why are these amazing creations that we simulated just fucking playing video games all day? We should never have added video games into the simulations. Ruined.
Why are they trying to make a simulation? Why are they not living the simulation that we made for them?
Yeah.
I'd be so disappointed.
Why did they put so many Senegalese and Bengalese men in Rome in the simulation?
What a crappy simulation we are.
We ran the numbers and it turns out that we've accidentally put too many of these men in Rome and we've given them too many shitware to sell.
There's not enough jobs to have to sell selfie sticks.
The balance is off.
We did the numbers.
We gotta
all
take
wrong.
It down for maintenance. We'll take Rome offline.
Reset it all.
2 hours. We have to rebalance and recalibrate the economy.
Holy shit. Okay, that's trifles for today. All right, thanks everybody. That was a good one. We'll be back next week.
Yeah.
Where we're back to business as normal, talking about the same old shit week in, week out.
That's
because
right.
I won't have gone away.
If there's one thing you can depend on,
it's the same old
talking about the same old
cheese.
Same old.
All right, thanks everybody.
Cheese.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you, baby.
Bye, Patreon.
Bye,
Patreon.